Amen. Just got something on my mind here tonight. Praise God. I want to talk about purging tonight. Purging.
Purging.
A call for a purging.
Yes.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Yes.
The word purge means to get rid of whatever's impure or undesirable. It means to rid. It means to clear. It means to free. Usually followed by, of, or from. To remove by cleansing or purifying, often followed by a way off or out.
All right.
To clear or to empty.
Yes.
The stomach or the bowels by inducing vomiting or evacuation. To cause evacuation, to put to death, or otherwise eliminate undesirable or unwanted.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Yes, God.
To clear of imputed guilt or ritual uncleanness. To clear away or to wipe out legally an offense, an accusation, by atonement or other suitable action. When you are purged, you have been cleansed,
right,
or you have been purified.
Yeah.
You've been cleared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. And I believe God is calling for a purging.
Right.
He's calling for a cleansing.
All right.
He's calling for a sanctifying.
Right.
He's calling for a deliverance.
Right.
Amen. I want to read tonight from the book of Psalms chapter 51. Psalms 51. David here. It's just 19 verses. I'm going to read them all. You don't even have to stand for the reading of God's word unless you want to. But here it says, have mercy upon me, O God,
yeah,
according to thy loving kindness, according to thy multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts and in the hidden parts, that thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins. Blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from the blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall shew forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, or else I would give it. Thou desirest not a burnt offering, the sacrifices of God, or a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and with the whole offering. And then shall they offer bullocks upon that altar. Would you just raise a hand to heaven? God, in the name of Jesus, would you help us tonight? God, we pray, God, Lord, that you would purge us and cleanse us. Lord, in the name of Jesus, everything that would defile, everything that would degrade, everything that would bring down, Lord, would you just take it out of hearts and minds and lives tonight? Purify us. Cleanse us, O God. Lord, we're made clean through your word. We thank thank you for that sanctifying influence of the Holy Ghost tonight. We pray, God, your blessing upon this message tonight. Anoint me, God, your servant, in this hour, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want us to look tonight in the 51st chapter of Psalms. Amen. We look down through here, and I notice a few things. I notice that David said, my transgressions. Amen. I tell you what, it was definite rebellion and disobedience. It was the ideal of crossing a boundary. He also stated, my iniquity. Amen. The result of transgression, which is perversion or pollution, twistedness or perversion. My sin, he said, includes all the fact and a sense of failure and ruin, conscious and unconscious actions. I willfully disobeyed. I'm polluted. I'm a failure. Has the ideal of falling short or missing the mark? Amen. But he said, I know I got transgression. I know I got iniquity. And I know I got sin. But what he sought after, Brother Tommy, was blot out.
Yes. Yes, God.
Amen. Erase a mark from a book. Wash me. Amen. The original Hebrew word, trample me. Amen. Cleanse me. The Hebrew word is kind of difficult to translate, but it would be unsin me. Amen. Seeking a forgiveness so complete that the whole fact and issue of sin can be canceled. Amen. When we sin, church, guess what? We have the wrong spirit. Amen. Verse 10. Amen. We're separated from His presence. Verse 11, the joy of salvation is gone. Verse 12, verse 13, the witness is gone. Amen. Verse 14, the inner song is gone. Verse 15, the praise is gone. But he acknowledged he didn't try to blame someone else and he didn't try to downplay it. Amen. He said, I acknowledge it and it's ever before me. Amen. He said, have mercy on me, O God. I need washed. Amen. From my iniquity. Amen. I need cleansed from my sin. For I acknowledge it. I acknowledge my transgression. And my sin is ever before me. But I want to take my text from verse 7 where he said, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Amen. You see, hyssop, amen, was a little shrub that grows over in the Holy Land and in Egypt and in those areas. It was a little bush that they used to sprinkle the blood. When in Egypt, amen, they were to sprinkle the blood upon the lintels of the doorpost of the house. They used the hyssop bush, amen, the sprinkling of the blood. Oh, praise God. Amen. It was that little bush. It was used to sprinkle the blood. And he said, purge me with hyssop. Amen. That would be referring to the blood of the sacrifice. And I shall be clean. Hyssop was used, amen, the Passover lamb. Hyssop was also used, amen, to the sprinkling of the priest, purifying of the water. Amen. David didn't think for a moment, amen, that he could cleanse himself. Amen. He needed God to cleanse him. He needed to do it through the blood. Amen. Purge or descend me. Take it out and take it away. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Amen. I'm telling you, David's total concept was God's divine forgiveness. It's important also that we got that same concept of God's total and complete forgiveness. God said in Isaiah, come and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red as crimson, they shall be white as wool. Wash me, and I shall be white as snow.
Yes. Praise God.
Praise
God. Could make him
white as snow,
as if he'd never sinned.
That's it.
Such is the power of the cleansing work of God upon a heart that he can restore even the innocence to us. Amen. To make us as if we've never been stained with transgression at all.
Right.
Praise God. Amen. Psalms 31:1. Amen. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven.
Come on.
And whose sin is covered.
Yes, God.
Thank God.
Now, what man tries to do, he tries to cover it up.
Yeah.
I can remember as a child breaking a few things, and I thought the rug could cover it. But after a while, when they stepped over and something crunched, amen.
Yeah.
They found out and they lifted it up. What I hid was revealed. Somebody said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me.
Thank you.
Right.
Oh, yes, the sacrifice of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord. And if I conceal it and I hide it, it's still there. But when God hides it and God covers it, it's gone forever. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you know, there's nothing in all the world that can remove your guilt complex like confessing to God and receiving the cleansing and forgiveness from Him. Amen. Do you know the guilt complex is a weird thing? Amen. The guilt complex creates a desire for punishment. That desire for punishment or looking for punishment is manifested in behavior patterns. People who have a guilt complex usually shun other people. Amen. They're rude or they're angry toward other people. They think people are judging them. Amen. They must know about this sin in my life. It's almost as if they want this person to inflict pain or something, and sometimes even inflict pain upon themselves for the wrong they done, and they start acting weird. Hey, but I'm feeling guilty over something, and I need to be punished, so I'm going into an abnormal behavior that's going to bring disapproval and punishment upon me.
Come on.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The way it works.
They said a few weeks ago, said, I don't know about him. In our church, certain young man, and I said, God does. God knows, amen, what he's doing.
Yeah.
God knows what he's messing around with.
God knows.
God sees it all.
God sees it all. Yes, God.
Right.
There's a behavior problem that comes with sin.
Yeah.
People get angry. They want to be, at times even rebuked. They want to be corrected. But I'm telling you, man may correct you, man may rebuke you, but that don't take away your sin.
Right? Come on.
Hey, amen. If I continue with this behavior pattern until something really tells me what a nut I am, how weird, and how I need to remove, amen, from society or something, then I feel great because they punish me, and I feel a relief for my guilt. But there's nothing in the world like coming to God and letting Him wash you and take away all completely the guilt, amen, the stains of sin that's been plaguing you.
Yes,
yeah. Sir.
He said, verse 8, make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice.
Yeah.
Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity.
Yeah.
David's getting right down to the issue of it.
Yes, he is.
It's getting right down to the issue. How easy it is, we feel guilty to have a wrong spirit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
A wrong attitude toward the saints of God and toward God. Because I'm feeling guilty, I start, I sort of close myself in, and my spirit gets wrong. But renew a right spirit within me.
All right.
Yes, God.
Come on.
Oh, God.
Cast me not away from thy presence.
Yes.
Take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Yes, yes, God.
Hallelujah.
The wages of sin is death.
Come on.
Spiritual death. Separation from God.
Separation.
But the gift of God is eternal life.
Yeah.
There's life in forgiveness.
Right.
There's life in the blood. There's power in the blood. There's deliverance in the blood. There's sanctifying in the blood. Thank God. Lord, don't cast me away from your presence. Don't remove. Don't take the Holy Ghost from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. So the prayer for the restoring of the joy of salvation is what many need. It's amazing the way sin can just rob you. Unconfessed sin can rob you of God's joy in your life. There's so many Christians who are borderline Christians.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
They try to live as close to the world as they can and still be a Christian.
Borderline.
They're always trying to find just how close that is.
Borderline.
Always experimenting.
Yeah.
Living on the edge. Flirting with the other side.
Yes,
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
We need a purging.
Yes, we do.
We need a purging.
God, purge us.
We need a purging in this hour.
Purge us, Lord.
Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee.
Right.
Amen.
In other words, once you've experienced the grace and the goodness of God, then you go out and you share it with others.
Yeah.
I'll teach transgressors thy ways. It'll teach others, hey, God is merciful, as Brother Ronnie said. God is loving. God is kind. God is forgiving. He's done it for them. He can do it for me. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to teach transgressors thy ways.
Yes.
Deliver me from the blood guiltiness.
That's right.
Amen. No doubt. Amen. David's been guilty of the blood of Uriah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. David was a conspirator in his murder, but now he's praying for forgiveness from that.
Thank you, Lord.
God can forgive a murderer.
God, right.
Sure he can.
Right.
There's only one sin he can't forgive.
Right.
And that's blaspheming the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Right.
You're right, Brother David.
That's the only sin.
Come on.
Come on.
It don't matter what a man or woman has done in life. If they come and confess their sins, he's faithful and just to forgive them of their sins and cleanse them from all unrighteousness.
Right.
Amen. When God forgives you, as Brother Ronnie said, what's man had to say about it? Amen. Let me tell you, and when you get forgiveness, when you confess, you repent, you turn from that sin, you don't continue living in a world of adultery, fornication, homosexuality. You don't continue living in a world, amen, of pornography and lying and stealing and cheating. No. The wicked man must confess. The wicked man must, amen, leave his old wicked lifestyle. Amen. You got to let him clean you up. But you got to stop your sinning. You got to stop your worldliness. You got to stop all this filthiness and nonsense of the world. That's how you'll prove to the world you are free. And whom the Son makes free, he's free indeed.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We need a restoration.
Restoration.
Deliver me from the blood guiltiness, oh God. You're the God of my salvation.
Yes.
My tongue shall sing aloud for thy righteousness. Open my lips and my mouth shall shew forth thy praise. You know why some people can't praise the Lord? It's because they're so bound up by sin.
Yeah.
They're so bound up by habits.
Come on.
They're so bound up by guilt and shame. Need a purging.
Right.
Purging.
Need a purging.
Yes.
God's desire, amen, is for you to be broken over sin. He's not asking or requiring sacrifice. He don't want you to sacrifice. You're not asking that God, or else David said, I'd give it. But what you're really wanting is a broken spirit.
Right.
Come on.
Our hearts ought to cry out, purge me.
Purge me.
Hallelujah.
I'm not preaching to the sinner or the backslider. I'm preaching to the church tonight, Brother Tom.
Come on, buddy.
Yeah.
Purge me, oh God.
Jeremiah said,
purge
among
me.
My people are found wicked men.
Wicked men.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Among my people.
He preaches anywhere. It's going to hit somebody somewhere.
Yes,
exactly.
Way.
Right.
Yes.
I ain't preaching condemnation.
Yeah,
I ain't preaching anything, but I am preaching deliverance tonight by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm preaching on a purging and a cleansing like we never had.
Yeah.
Amen. Psalms 98 and 8. Amen. Says this. Oh, remember not against us former iniquity. Let thy tender mercy speedily prevent us. Amen. For we are brought very low. Help us, O God, our salvation for the glory of thy name, and deliver us and purge away our sin for thy name's sake.
Yes.
Oh God. We need the sanctifying influence of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Sanctifying.
Thank you.
Yes, God.
Cleanse us, Lord.
God, sanctify.
Look at the words of Matthew here, Matthew 3 and 10. Now also, the axe is laid under the root of the tree.
Yeah.
Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast in the fire.
Cast in the fire.
Right.
I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat in the garner, and he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Amen. I tell you what we need is the fire of the Holy Ghost to cleanse and purge. Fire cleanses, fire purges, fire sanctifies, fire moves. Amen. I tell you, we need a purging again of the old time gospel preaching of the Word of God and the sanctifying influence of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Right.
Jesus.
We purge out what we can by getting rid,
of
or stop doing it.
Yep.
Yes, God.
Yep.
Rid of it.
You're right.
What I can't do, he can do.
Amen.
But there's some things I can't do. The power to forgive sin is him.
Yeah.
But the power to get rid of sin, quit doing it.
Thank you, Lord.
Cut it off.
Cut it off.
If your eye offends you, pluck it out.
Pluck it out.
Pluck it out.
Your hand offends you, cut it off.
Cut it off.
What do you do? Stop doing it.
Yeah.
Holy God.
Yeah.
We purge out. Look what 1 Corinthians 5 and 7. Purge out, therefore, the old leaven.
Yeah.
That ye may be a new lump.
Yeah.
As ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Leaven represents sin.
Right.
Yeah.
A little sin destroys it all.
Yeah.
Right. It does.
Right.
Yes.
Come on.
Come on.
We keep the whole law, fit on one point, guilty of it all.
Guilty of it all.
They that know to do good and do it not, to him it is sin.
To him it is sin.
What is sin? Sin is a transgression of the law. Sin is missing the mark.
Yeah. Missing the mark.
Man's born into sin. All sin comes short of the glory of God.
Right.
Need to be cleansed.
Cleansed.
But there's times in your Christian walk with God, you've missed it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You've messed up.
Come on. Come on.
Come on.
And you need a perfect God to straighten out the mess that you've made.
Yes, God.
If I come to him and by faith and I repent, he says, neither do I condemn thee.
Thank you, Lord.
Go and sin no more.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What happens? He justifies me. What is justification? Just as if I've never sinned.
Yeah.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Slate clean.
Wow.
Yeah. Not 1% of sin.
Nope.
Not one little thing left in your life when you repent. He is faithful and just. Amen. I tell you, Brother Jason. Amen. The church. I was praying the other day. And God give me this message for my church. I haven't preached it yet. Amen. But he said we need a purging. The church world needs a purging and a cleansing. I said, church, there's nothing like it. Amen. Purge. purge out that foreign, the old leaven. Amen. Well, they say, know you not that a little leaven leaveth a whole lump. Amen. 2 Timothy 2:21. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lust, and follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call the Lord out of a pure heart. Well, we got hope. And every man that hath this hope purifieth himself even as he is pure. The scripture says, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Holy, holy Lord.
He's a holy God.
He is holy.
He'll make a holy people.
He's a holy God.
He'll cleanse you.
Yeah.
He'll make you holy.
Right.
He'll make you righteous. Amen. My righteousness is as filthy rags. It don't amount to nothing. But his righteousness, when he clothes me, when he forgives me, I said, you got to purge yourself from these. God's wanting a vessel of honor. God's wanting a sanctified, holy vessel prepared unto every good work. Oh, God, cleanse us again. Amen. I tell you, I remember years ago, amen, 25 years ago, God sent me to a church. Amen. And they wanted me to preach as a worldly church. Amen. And they'd have me preach often. And I remember one time praying and fasting, and God told me, amen, preach on sin. Preach on sin. The pastor, amen, was out of town. I'm going to tell you something about that little church. Amen. I never seen nothing like it. Amen. But they were praying and repenting in Sunday school rooms. Brother, they fell down on their face in the aisles. Amen. One lady come up and was crying, and she said, preacher, I've been praying for years that God would send somebody in here and clean this mess up. Oh, God, I'm telling you, amen, he said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I tell you, it's time that the church goes through a cleansing, sanctified, purging, the power of God. And then you watch God move, and you watch the Holy Ghost begin to manifest himself. I said, church, there's nothing like forgiveness and allowing the blood to cleanse us.
Yes.
Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
Yes, God.
Jesus.
Holy Lord.
Hallelujah.
The scripture says, therefore there's no condemnation to them.
Yeah.
Which are in Christ Jesus.
Right.
Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Woo.
Paul penned those words down in Galatians when he said, amen, let us walk in the Spirit. If we walk in the Spirit, ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Right, right.
Yeah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I'm just preaching here. Just a few moments. He will purge me.
Come on.
Purge me.
Purge me.
Yes, God.
Well,
come on.
It might be a thought.
Purge
it might
me.
Be a deed. It might be an action. It might be a desire.
Come on.
It might be something that nobody even knows about. Amen. Come on. I'm not preaching you. I'm preaching you deliverance. I'm preaching you mercy. I'm telling you, there's a God of peace that will sanctify you. Holy!
Holy!
He will deliver.
Yes.
Holy.
He's bigger than any habit.
Yeah, he is.
Yes.
He's bigger than any sin.
Come on.
Right.
He's bigger than any mind battle.
Come on, man.
Yes.
Though he can destroy the yoke of bondage in your life.
Yes, he can do it.
He can destroy.
He can do it.
Holy.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
Purge me.
Purge
me. Wash me.
Wash
Jesus.
Yeah, I want it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Holy Lord.
How much more?
Oh, God.
Shall the blood of Christ,
yes,
who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God,
that's purge
your conscience.
Yes,
I'd hate to walk around here trying to live for God with an old guilt and shame and condemnation.
Come on.
What kind of life is that?
Yeah.
What kind of life?
That ain't a life.
Misery is that.
It's true.
Not when there's forgiveness. Not when there's a cleansing. Not when there's a justifying. Not when you stop, you mend your ways. You stop doing what you used to do, and you stop saying what you used to say, and you stop going to places you used to go.
Come on now.
You mortify.
Right.
You through the Spirit, what the Bible say? Do mortify the deeds of the body.
Yes, God.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost will influence you and will. God will forgive you, but the Holy Ghost will cause you and help you to walk a holy, sanctified, and dedicated life.
Yes, he will.
Proverbs 16:6, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. That's a great, great scripture there.
You're right, my man.
By mercy and truth. Iniquity is purged.
Praise God.
Yes, God.
Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways?
Taking heed.
By taking heed thereunto the word of God.
Right.
Yeah.
Jesus said, y'all may cling to the word which I have spoken unto you. Thy word is truth.
Yeah.
Truth. He told him, he was praying to the Father. He said, sanctify them. Through thy truth.
Yes, God.
Through thy truth.
When you allow the truth in your heart, it pushes out all the sin. It pushes out all that iniquity, all that oppression.
All right.
In righteousness shall there be established, and oppression shall be far from you. Iniquity's purged.
Yes.
By the word. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil.
Yeah.
There's a purging of deliverance.
Yes. All right.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, God. Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He'll clean out every evil thing in you.
Yes.
If you'll allow.
Right.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
I pray for people.
You're allowing.
Honestly, Brother Tom, there's good people.
Yeah.
There's boundless spirits from hell. What they need was a good old-fashioned holiness deliverance.
Thank you, Lord.
A purging.
Purging, all right.
My goodness.
That's it.
It'd scare the world to death if we could really see purging in the church again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got too much pride for people hardly to be purged anymore.
Right.
Come on.
Too much religious pride.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Self-will.
Come on now, self-righteousness.
Yep.
Amen. I said, preacher, if you hit me, I'm going to beat this altar. Come on now. It's always somebody. It's always everybody else, you see.
Always somebody else.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know how God, you know how David got forgiveness? Because he said, I acknowledge it.
I acknowledge it, Lord. Me and me.
I often heard this story. Two men went to court. Amen. They done the same thing, faced the same judge.
Yeah.
Brother, one of them got out of it pretty easy. The other one, he was up there trying to prove his innocence and everything. Somebody asked him once, how'd you get out? He said, I just pled guilty.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
I just pled guilty.
Yeah.
It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
Yes.
This ain't a message of condemnation.
No.
Absolutely not. This is not a message of pointing fingers.
Come on, man.
But this is a message of redemption, deliverance, and hope.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Come on.
Praise God.
Deliver me, God.
Deliver me.
Deliver me, God. You might be in this house. You may not want it. But God can do it.
Yes.
God can do it.
Inside. Oh, Jesus.
God can do it.
I need what you mentioned. I want what the Word of God is saying here. David got it. David had to face some consequences still yet, didn't he?
Yes.
Yep.
He sure did.
Yeah.
He got forgiveness. But there was some reproach that he had to bear.
Yep.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Amen. Men may not ever forgive you. They might not ever forget. But what are they?
What are they?
Compared to a God, amen, that loves you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. A God that cares enough to send his own Son to purge and to cleanse
earth.
Now, Jesus was, the Bible said, was tempted at all points like we, yet without sin.
Right, right.
Without
sin. Right, right.
Perfect.
Sinless. The Bible said, find no fault in this man. A lamb before the shears was done, it opened his mouth. There was no sin, there was no guile, there was nothing in him. He was pure and holy.
Right and holy.
To make us holy. To make us justified. Amen. Purge us.
Yes, Lord.
There's a deliverance.
Hallelujah.
There's help.
Yes.
What is it? Sometimes there's this ill nature, ill feelings. Down there. Deep on the inside. Yeah. It ain't always just lust. Right. Everybody thinks, yeah, that's all they are, just a bunch of lust. I'm going to tell you, it's so much more than that.
You're right.
That's right. Come on.
There's more sin than just bad thoughts.
Yes.
There's all kinds of actions and ways.
Yeah.
Pride. The thought of foolishness is sin. Pride is sin.
Come on now.
Right.
Six things that the Lord hates, yea, seven, abomination.
Right.
A proud look is one of them.
Yeah.
People say,
proud look.
What are we dealing with? We're dealing with something on the inside that only Jesus can take care of.
Right.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you tonight.
Yes, God. Yes.
Oh, Lord, I will shut down.
Jesus. Oh, God.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Holy God.
I praise you for your cleansing.
Jesus.
I praise you for your deliverance. I thank you that you can justify. You can
help.
You can cleanse. Oh, there's power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for that blood. We thank you for that cross. We thank you for redemption. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for forgiveness. Oh God, you know the weary hearts here tonight. The wrestling of the mind. The wrestling of the heart. God, would you purify? Will you sanctify in your name,
Jesus,
in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand right now. I'll preach a message of hope. Power tonight. How about the same God? Altar's open.
Yes, it is.
Yes, God.
Just come on in. Just a broken heart, broken and contrite.
What?
I just want to be humble.
Right.
Oh, it's me. I need your help. Anybody tonight?
Yeah.
Say, Lord, I need your help tonight.
Thank you.
Be one.
Jesus.
Will be two.
Jesus.
Will be anyone like that first step? Nobody will look down on nobody here.
Right.
Amen. Nothing but love, no judgment, no condemnation. Just love, mercy, and truth.
Yes, come on, brother.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Come on, saints of God. Come on, saints of God.
Holy, holy.
Come on, saints of God.
Holy God.
Oh, we appreciate you.
Thank you, Lord.
There's power in the blood.
Yes, sir.
Not hard.
There's power.
This is freedom. Urge me, Lord.
Oh, God.
Urge me, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Urge me, Lord.
Yes, God. Oh, yes, God. Yes, God.
No, we need.
Come on, men and women of God.
Holy.
I want us all to cry out.
Praise me, Lord. Pray me, Lord.
Urge. Come on, preacher. Come on, singer. Come on, musician. Come on, every one of us. Every one of us, come on. Let's cry out to God. Let's cry out, purge me, God. Cleanse me. Lord, search me and see if there be found any unclean thing in me. Lord, take it out of me tonight. Cleanse me from it. Lord, every guiltiness. God, cleanse me. Forgive me, Lord. Wash me in your blood.
Oh, God.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you.